Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Walter Benjamin's Experiments on Hashish, Opium and Mescaline, beginning with the first hashish impression, written 18th December, 1927, 3:30 a.m. Apparitions hover over my right shoulder, chill in this shoulder. In this context, I have the feeling that there are four in the room apart from myself. Elucidation of the Potemkin anecdote by the explanation, be it suggestion, to present to a person the mask of their own face, i.e. of the bearer's own face. Odd remarks about etheric mask, which would obviously have mouth, nose, etc. The coordinates through the apartment, cellar floor, horizontal line. Spacious horizontal expanse of the apartment. Music is coming from a suite of rooms, but perhaps the corridor is terrifying too. Unlimited goodwill. Suspension of the compulsive anxiety complex. The beautiful character unfolds. All of those present become comically iridescent. At the same time, one is pervaded by their aura. The comical is not only drawn out of faces, but also out of situations. One searches out occasions for laughter. Perhaps it is for that reason that so much of what one sees presents itself as arranged, as test, so that one can laugh about it. Poetic evidence in the phonetic. For a while at one point, no sooner had I made an assertion than I'd have used the very word in answer to a question merely by the perception, so to speak, of the length of time and the duration of sound in either of the words. I sense that as poetic evidence. Connection, distinction. Feeling of little wings growing in one's smile, smiling and flapping as related. One has, among other things, the feeling of being distinguished, because one fancies oneself in such a way that one really doesn't become too deeply involved in anything. However deeply one delves, one always moves on a threshold, type of toe dance of reason. It is often striking how long the sentences one speaks are. This, too, connected with horizontal expansion and, to be sure, with laughter. The arcade phenomenon is also the long horizontal extension, perhaps combined with the line vanishing into the distant, fleeting, infinitesimal perspective. In such minuteness, there would seem to be something linking the representation of the arcade with the laughter. In a moment of being lost in thought, something quite ephemeral arises, like a kind of inclination to stylize, a few words here illegible, one man's body by oneself. Aversion to information, rudiments of a state of transport, considerable sensitivity towards open doors, loud talk, music. Feeling of understanding Poe much better now. The entrance gates to a world of grotesques seem to open up. I simply prefer not to enter. Heating oven becomes cat. Mention of the word ginger in setting up the writing table, and suddenly there is a fruit stand there, which I immediately recognise as the writing table. I recalled 1001 Nights. Thought follows thought, reluctantly and ponderously. The position which one occupies in the room is not held as firmly as usual. Thus it can suddenly happen, to me it transpired quite fleetingly, that the entire room appears to be full of people. The people with whom one is involved are very inclined to become somewhat transformed. I wouldn't say that they become alien, nor do they remain familiar, but rather resemble something like foreigners. Afterwards with Hessel in the cafe, departure from the spirit world, wave farewell. The mistrust towards food, a special and very accentuated instance of the feeling with a great many things occasion. Surely you don't really mean to look that way. When he spoke of ginger, Hessel's writing table was transformed for a second into a fruit stand. In an elegy of Schiller's, it is called The Butterfly's Doubting Wings, this in the connection of being exhilarated with a feeling of doubt. One traverses the same paths of thought as before, only they seem strewn with roses. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.